Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading back to California today, but we are leaving the beaches and the tech campuses behind. We are going to the Inland Empire, the IE District 35. This is Pomona, Ontario, Fontana. It is hot, it is industrial, and it is the place where almost everything you buy online stops before it gets to your front door. We are profiling Democrat Norma Torres.
Norma Torres has, without a doubt, the most intense origin story of any member of Congress. We hear a lot of politicians talk about serving the public, but Norma Torres spent 17 years answering 911 calls for the LAPD. She worked the graveyard shift. She wasn't a lawyer or a business owner. She was the voice you heard on the worst day of your life.
And there's one specific call that changed her life, and honestly, changed the entire 911 system. It is a tough story to tell, but it explains who she is. In 1994, a young girl named Yahida called 911. She only spoke Spanish. At the time, the LAPD didn't have a dedicated system for routing Spanish calls, so she was put on hold. She waited for 20 minutes. 20 minutes of terror, waiting for an operator who could understand her.
When Norma finally got the call, it was too late. She heard the girl screaming, "Uncle, please don't kill me," and then she heard the gunshots. Can you imagine the trauma of that? Most people would quit. Most people would fall apart. Norma Torres got angry. She realized that Yahida died not because of the gunman, but because of a bureaucratic failure. There weren't enough bilingual dispatchers.
So she became a union agitator. She went to the city council and demanded they hire more Spanish speakers. She demanded better training. And she realized that the people making the budget decisions had no idea what it was like to answer those calls. So she ran for mayor of Pomona, then the state senate, and now Congress. She is the lead sponsor of the 911 Saves Act, which would reclassify dispatchers as first responders instead of clerical workers.
That distinction matters so much. If you are clerical, you are a secretary. If you are a first responder, you get better retirement benefits and, crucially, access to mental health treatment for PTSD. Torres argues that dispatchers have PTSD rates just as high as cops because they hear the trauma every single day.
She is also a history maker in another way. She is the only member of Congress born in Central America. She was born in Guatemala and came here when she was 5. And that gives her a very specific role in foreign policy. She is the founder of the Central America Caucus. And Leah, she has picked fights with some very dangerous people.
The Bukele feud. This was wild. Nayib Bukele is the president of El Salvador. He's incredibly popular there, but also very authoritarian. Torres has been a relentless critic of his government, accusing them of corruption and human rights abuses. She releases these lists of corrupt officials in the region. Bukele hates it. He actually took to Twitter and urged people in California's 35th district to vote against her. He called her names. It was an international diplomatic incident played out on social media.
And Torres didn't blink. She basically said, "You are a narcissist dictator, and I don't answer to you. I answer to the voters of Pomona." And she won re-election easily. It shows her toughness. She isn't afraid of a bully. She deals with gangs and cartels in her policy work the same way she dealt with emergencies on the phone. Head on.
Let's talk about the district itself, CA-35. We mentioned it's the Inland Empire.
It is the logistics capital of America. If you look at a satellite map of Ontario and Fontana, it is just roof after roof of massive warehouses. Amazon, UPS, FedEx, Walmart. This is where the goods from the Port of LA come to be sorted. It provides a lot of jobs, blue-collar, union jobs, but it also brings thousands of diesel trucks. The air quality in the Inland Empire is some of the worst in the country. They call it the diesel death zone in some neighborhoods.
And that puts Torres in a tricky spot. She supports the workers. She is a huge labor ally, but she fights the pollution. She uses her seat on the Appropriations Committee to bring money for zero-emission infrastructure. She wants electric trucks, electric forklifts. She argues that her constituents shouldn't have to get asthma just so we can get free two-day shipping.
She is also very focused on housing. The Inland Empire used to be the affordable part of Southern California, but now people are getting priced out there too. She pushes for housing grants constantly.
From the headset to the house floor.
The 911 dispatcher who hung up and went to Washington.
That is Norma Torres.
That is our profile for California's 35th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.